This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See if we can take blues away, Jay, shall we? Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here to take your blues away. That's what today is all about. So let's see. A week from today will be the first day of November. Ooh, that hurts. Unga bunga.
It comes up quickly.
It certainly does. Everything comes up quickly. Before we get there, though, it's International Magic Week starting today, the last 7 days of October. Because of All Hallows Eve that gets celebrated. Is that the right word? Celebrate? Acknowledged?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose so.
I think both are correct.
Yeah, right. So we'll do our usual silly Halloween stuff, including my world-famous rendition of the Monster Mash.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's some good news for the parents and people that were looking for this two-year-old girl who had disappeared, found in the woods by a deer hunter, who heard her crying. How does a two-year-old girl get lost in the woods? But anyway, she...
So easily, apparently.
Yeah, Sarah...
I feel like this keeps happening.
Yeah. Well, irresponsible parenting, I guess, much as anything else. Sarah Grice was seen by her mother, and it was in their at their home... down in, where the heck is this, South Carolina in Newbury County. Anyway, so a deer hunter was out, heard her crying, and so he called 911, and they tracked him through his cell phone, found out where he was, and then they sent a helicopter to search around for this girl.
Mm-hmm.
The parents said that the disappearance unfolded after the father left the house. Through the back door, the daughter was asleep. He left the door open. Apparently, she got up and she wandered out.
Yeah, or even just leaving it unlocked. A two-year-old can, depending on what kind of handle it is, or if it was a sliding door and unlocked, a two-year-old can do that. This happens. It seems like it happens quite often because we're always talking on it, and it's not always negligent. Sometimes it is where somebody thinks they're playing outside with a child, and they're like, "Well, I'm going to run in really, quickly, and I'll come right back. They'll be fine." And the child wanders off. Or we see this where the parent or the guardian takes a nap with the child, and parents can be overly exhausted where they might not actually wake up to a slight sound of the child getting up and letting themselves out the door if the door is unlocked.
There's
no alarm system.
I have a grandson that will be two in a couple of weeks, and I think about what in the world he is capable of. Watching him scurry around, he's capable of a lot. He stood up. There's a picture that Sophie, my son's wife, the mother of Jasper, sent me. Brendan and I were out Sunday, and we were looking at this picture. It was Brendan. Sophie was home with Brendan, or maybe it was the other. Sophie and I don't remember this. I remember seeing a picture of him. He has a little toy toilet because they're, giving him the opportunity to learn how to potty train when he gets ready. So he's got a potty. There, he climbs into and on top of the potty. He's completely naked, except he's got his mother's summer hat on. And he climbs up on the toilet and is straddled between the toilet and the sink. And he's just looking. This is captured on video of him looking around. And he figured out how to get up, and he figured out how to get down.
They're like natural-born climbers.
Oh, yeah.
Astounding. And I am still convinced sometimes they teleport.
All right. Well, anyway, the good news here is that the two-year-old girl was found.
She's found and she is safe.
And she's safe and she's A-okay. So that's a good thing. The people in the Middle East, people everywhere, I guess not just in the Middle East, are asking what's the holdup when it comes to the Gaza invasion, right? They've been touting that the Israelis are going to go in there and they're going to kill all of the anybody who's in Hamas. They're going to get them, and that'll be the end of Hamas. That's so they say. But they haven't settled on a... They know how to get in, but they don't know how to get out. And so I suppose they could get out the same way they went in. Whether that's reality or not, who knows what's going on once the war actually, once the invasion starts, what happens to these people. This has been going on for 18 days now. You believe that? The militant murdering of families. This was a, mm-hmm. they were
the
at a concert.
Hostages have been yeah. with them for 18 days now.
18 days. Yep, right. So anyway, Netanyahu got his government behind him. They have a unity war cabinet. They have 360,000 soldiers, which is quite an accomplishment. When you consider in America, where we have, what, 320 million people? We have a million, maybe a million two uniformed soldiers or military. They, in the small town, the country state of Israel, where I think they have, I was going to say 14 million, I'm not sure it's even that many, maybe 12. They got 360,000 men and women, reservists and regular soldiers, who are ready to go. They're armored, they're on the Gaza border, thousands of tanks there. And so people are wondering on the front line, what's the hurry up and wait thing? Why is there, let's go. You said last week we were going to do this, so what are we waiting for? But anyway, the reality is that the politicians and the military folks don't have an exit plan. How do you get out of Gaza once you get in there? They have a plan on day-to-day operations, what they're supposed to do. But as easily as Netanyahu got into power, if he screws this up, they'll toss him out on his butt. The parliament, as soon as the war is over, this is not the most popular guy in the world or in Israel. So there'll be his... It's really amazing. Everybody's together now, right? Biden loves Netanyahu. A month ago, Netanyahu and Biden wouldn't speak to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So... What is it they say? War makes strange bedfellows.
Yeah, it's all business.
Yeah, right. Yep. And it's good business, too, because the military-industrial complex between Ukraine and what's going on over in the Middle East, man, they're making lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of money.
Yeah, the most lucrative industry in the globe,
yep.
in the world.
It sure is. So there's that. Okay, so we've got the Middle East and... They got the business of who's going to be the next Speaker of the House, so that's getting to be a boring, just boring. It's these guys can't get their you-know-what together, so things are just floundering, which is kind of a crazy thing. This lady, Jenna Ellis, the lawyer who supposedly was representing Trump in the Georgia election case, she pled guilty to taking part in a scheme to overturn the election. So now she's got a deal. She's going to sing like a bluebird, cooperating with prosecutors who are hell-bent on hanging Trump out to dry and the other people who stick with him. So there's that front. There's the trial in Manhattan that's going on as well. Imagine every morning you wake up, okay, so where am I going to be in? What court am I going to today? Right? There are all kinds of
things. You almost need, like, an additional assistant just to handle that scheduling.
The civil fraud trial. All right. That's enough of that stuff. What happened yesterday in the vote in Ohio that you and I talked about on the abortion issue? Do you know what the results are? Are they in?
No, it's November. Yeah, voting day is November.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday. Some states were voting yesterday. Yeah, most states do next week. Okay, so we'll wait until next week to find out what's the story there. Looking at the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald today, carrying a story of a window washer who fell several stories from a high-rise office tower to his death. 100 Summer Street. I know that building well. It's an area where the John Hancock Tower is, the Prudential Tower. Guy's name was Jason Villanueva. It appears to be an accident. Yeah, of course. But imagine being cleaning. I've always thought this was the scariest kind of a job, right? Think about it for a minute. You're up. This is a 40-story building. And you're up at the top. I'm sitting here. I got the chills just thinking about being outside of the. Oh my God, my body.
Yeah.
Being outside on a building, and the only thing that's holding you up there is a rope and a plank. That's it.
It is scary, but I feel like, don't they make a lot of money because it is such a dangerous job? Just like the ones who have to climb up the signal towers to change lights, to change a light bulb. And I think they only have to do it maybe up to six times a year based on their region. And they make a lot of money.
Yeah. President Biden today is hosting Australia's prime minister because they're trying to figure out what to do with China. What do we do with China? And so, you know, obviously Australia is a lot closer to the situation than we are physically. So what do we do to make sure we contain them is on the agenda for today. Here's something on my agenda to suggest to you, to take up with you, to talk to you about ways to lose weight. And there's a big Halloween thing going on. They're having a party at Calitrin. So if you go to toploss.com, you'll figure out for yourself. You've heard me talking about this, and I say it proudly because I have been talking about this company and the product for many years because it works. I am proud to tell you the story every day of. And it's not a, I don't know, it's not a different story. I try to come up with different ways to intrigue you when it comes to your plan for healthy weight loss. This ought to be the first thing you think about. Going to toploss.com, looking over the FDA-approved certified product called Calitrin. And by the way, not only do they have Calitrin to help you lose weight, but there are other support items that they have. When you go to the website, you can see all the different things, the Belly Buster, and there are other things. They got a great multivitamin. Oh, my God, it's fabulous. So check it all out at toploss.com. Commit yourself to losing the weight and keeping it off, and use the discount code Doug when you check out.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank. Member FDIC.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 23 and change at the hour. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're happy to have you with us. We're happy to be together. If nobody else was listening, we'd still be having a good time. So, that's right. All right, so in this portion of each hour, we focus on some trending, usually celebrity news, things on social media. And if you're familiar with the group Metallica, I was going to say the singing group, but I hardly feel like what Metallica does is sing. They create music, a cacophony perhaps. Anyway, one of the lead singers, Robert Trujillo, was recalling a problem that he had as a child. This is really eerie. You want to find out what this guy experienced, and you may not believe when I tell you the story what he actually went through. Well, stick around for a moment, and I'll give you the goods, as it were.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis, or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Imagine waking up to this every morning. My friend and colleague Bob Kay, who is our general mangler, he and I worked at any number of stations together over the years, and one of the stations we worked in together in Boston was a station I did mornings and played this kind of music, and I had no sense at all. I just faked it. It's kind of like when I had my first job in radio, it was a country station. The boss said, "What do you know about country music?" I said, "I know everything."
Mm-hmm.
"Good, you're hired." I didn't know anything about country music. And I didn't know anything about this music either. But that's not really the story of Metallica's Robert Trujillo. Apparently, he was in a convenience store when the Manson family raided. It was an army, kind of a surplus store.
Army surplus store, yeah. This was when the Charles Manson was arrested and a couple of the Charles Manson members or whatever, the family, they went and the plan was to get the guns, all of the ammo, and then head to LAX, hijack a plane, demand that Charles gets released to them, and then take him somewhere else. And it, I mean, if you Google it online, you can see it did not go very well, but
no, it didn't.
Robert Trujillo was there. He was like not even 10 years old. I think he was like maybe 7 or 8, and basically had to take cover with a couple of his family members who were there during this whole shootout.
Yeah, it's really, you think about how the good thing is that it didn't ruin his life. I'm sure it affected him, and the fact that he's telling a story 50 years later is something that probably speaks to the impact that it had on him psychologically and otherwise. There was a shootout, I think, right there and then, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it inside or outside the store?
Then.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. Oy, ay, ay. Anyway, well, this guy is a one lucky dude, and he found his way to stardom, to be famous. I think he's the drummer, isn't he? Isn't he a drummer for Metallica? The bassist. Okay, bass player, yeah. All right, so that's that story. Think about that and how it might affect you had it happened to you. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Breaking overnight, Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson has been voted by GOP members of the House as Speaker of the House nominee. Johnson became the party's nominee last night after 3 rounds of voting behind closed doors. Johnson must now convince at least 217 House members that he's the guy to win the Speaker's gavel. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Yesterday, presidential candidate Donald Trump addressed supporters after appearing for his civil trial in Lower Manhattan. Trump was in court to watch his former attorney Michael Cohen testify against him and afterward said Cohen was totally discredited as a witness, calling him a disgraceful felon. Trump acknowledged he'll be back in court today to watch the rest of Cohen's testimony. People have been eating pasta since at least 5,000 B.C. as we celebrate World Pasta Day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's a long way coming down.
Sitting at attention at 34 after the hour. It's a good day program on Wednesday the 25th. What's this song? I don't know this song.
I tried to. This is Wednesday in Your Garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My garden is full of weeds at the moment.
Uh-oh.
The end of the season, the weeds always get prominence. But
then things
this year that have been very good in the garden. How's your garden grown this year? Jay Kirshner is in her studio in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm in mine on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And James Collins is at the main studio down in Dallas as we prepare. Even as I speak to you now, we're preparing for a monstrous October 31st broadcast. Yes, It'll be a broadcast to end all broadcasts. Well, let's not hope that's the case, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And one of the things that people are doing this weekend around where I am, there are contests all over the place. You know, we've talked about these big pumpkins and what you do with them.
Or the pumpkin boat, the like hollowed out giant pumpkin that people
How'd you know that's what I was
going to
talk about?
Oh, it was.
Pumpkin
boat. I had
boats,
no idea.
Yes.
It's the time of year, the veil is thin, and we become psychic, Doug.
Good for you, Jay. Yes, that could be. There are all kinds of, like 1,000 different places around the world and where Halloween is celebrated that they have pumpkin boats. And as is obvious from listening to our conversation, Jay and I do not prepare. We don't rehearse. We don't know what each other is going to talk about. I sort of take the lead, but I'm always happy when she feels strongly about something and jumps in. And so I had just decided we'd talk about pumpkin boats for a moment, just imagining what it would be like to have all that gooey gook on your butt as you're, because you cut open a pumpkin, you know what's in there.
Ugh. Oh, the seeds.
Slimy.
The seeds are so delicious.
You like pumpkin seeds?
I love them. You have salt on them?
Is there any other way? Salted pumpkins.
Loaded up. Very good way. I like pumpkin seeds with my salt.
Yep, right. Very, very cool. The rains from some of the tropical storms in California shut down Death Valley. And interestingly enough, it was, excuse me, prior to the rain, the hottest, driest place in our country. However, after all the rain from Tropical Storm Hillary, it washed out what a mess it made, the floods. And so now there's another storm that's headed in, that's not really headed in the same direction, but it's coming up the Baja. And you wonder, you know, again, things are changing. Oh, global warming! Maybe not. Is that a little too dramatic? Maybe?
I liked it, though.
Yeah, right. All right. Here's a number of stories. I always like categorizing this as people in the news. This is the story of Deputy Carlo Ortiz and his partner, Wesley Binkoff, working... this is down in Georgia, actually had right after a big rainstorm, and a woman went off the road and veered into a pond, and these two guys, as they're going down the highway, see this car go off the road, they jump in to rescue her, the car was submerged, and she only had her nose, I don't even know if they're her mouth was. Her nose and her mouth, I think, were the only things in the car, the only things that she had above the water in the car when the deputies rescued her.
Like, time was running out.
Wow. How about that for, talk about your lucky day. What do you suppose, I mean, it's unlucky the car ran off the road and plunged into the pond, but the fact that these two police officers were driving by... And they saw what happened, and they jumped in and they rescued her. And apparently there was somebody else in the car, right? Wasn't there some older woman in the car? Do I remember seeing that? I'm not sure. Yeah,
I'm unsure. I thought she was by herself. I could be wrong.
No, I think there was an older woman that was stuck inside the car. Mm-hmm. They got her out, too. Wow. Okay, well, hello. And congratulations to them for their good work. All right, Nashville is the scene of a rather sordid story, and I'll turn to you because you lived in Nashville for a number of years. What can you tell me about the police chief in Nashville? What was his reputation? What kind of a guy did he seem to be?
He seems fine. There's never really been much in the news about him until this with his estranged son, who there was this big manhunt for him because he was wanted for shooting two police officers outside a Dollar General store in Laverne, which is about 20 minutes kind of south of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And the officers are okay. They both went to the hospital. One was released pretty quickly. The other one remained for a little bit longer. But they're going to be okay. And
why was
the son is estranged. What's that?
Why was he after these dudes?
That's the question. Yeah, they're still going to keep investigating this, but once they started closing in on John C. Drake Jr., the estranged son of the police chief of Nashville, they heard a gunshot, and when they found him, it seemed that he was dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think that clearly there's more to the story because he had been estranged from his father for a long time.
Yeah.
And is this gang related? Is this drug related?
Mm.
Both? Neither?
Do people think that this reflects poorly on the police chief? Does this affect his job, his career, his... It has to, whether he was estranged from the kid or not. It's got to affect.
Well, that was what I was going to ask.
Life.
Does it make it easier that he was estranged rather than if he was still a part of his life? And there are so many different reasons that people become estranged, and sometimes it is the parents doing, and other times it's the child's doing, or sometimes it has to be a tough love situation that maybe the child got into something that the parent just can no longer... They've exhausted themselves trying to help. I don't know. As a parent, I feel like we always want the best for our children and we will never give up. Mm-hmm. But we are also taught that at a certain point you have to let somebody hit rock bottom before they are willing to get certain kind of help. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why they were estranged.
Well, it's a sad story no matter what.
Yeah.
All right, time to turn our attention to my favorite website, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the NASA website. Features a story today. Don't you love when I do this? I just am off on some toot because I look at the website. Oh, what's new today?
I do. This should be a daily feature. What is new on it?
Yep. What's new at NASA? Today, the discovery of the moon being older than we thought it was by as much as 40 million years. Right? This sounds like the beginning. Long ago and far away. Well, it wasn't far away. It was right here. This giant object crashed into the Earth as it's being formed. And a chunk of our planet broke off. And as time went on, it formed into what we call the moon. And so this the theory is correct about an object hitting the planet, but how long ago has not been really solved until this study on the NASA website done by Chicago's Field Museum, which analyzed the lunar crystals brought back by Apollo astronauts back in 1972. And they've just used some new technology that wasn't available at the time. And they figured that this stuff that came back from the moon is 40 million years older than they thought it was. And so now that they're sort of peering into the past, if you will, to get what they call lunar chronology, to find out, now, why is this important? I don't know if it's important. Is it interesting? I think it's compelling stuff. What more than anything else is this is sort of a testament to the technological progress that we have made since 1972. Now, think about next year because we're sending astronauts, three or four astronauts up to the moon next year and what they'll be able to do on site to perform microanalysis right there and see what more they can find out about this. But how did it get to be round? Ever think about the Earth is not really round, you know. It's shaped like a pear in reality. And the moon's not really round either. It just looks round.
It just appears that way, yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought it was kind of like egg-shaped.
Yeah, it is. And so is the orbit. It's an elliptical orbit. Mm-hmm. It's not a round orbit.
We're not in one like specific location. We're flying rapidly through space.
Exactly, and it's with us because of the gravitational pull of the Earth. That's what keeps it where it is very consistently. And so as it moves, sometimes it's 221,000 miles away from our planet, and sometimes it's almost, I think, over 300,000 miles away, depending on the time of year. So right now, when the moon looks bigger, it is bigger. Well, it isn't bigger, but it looks bigger because it's closer to us. And so anyway, it's kind of... It's cool. It's just plain cool. Another person in the news, Margaret Galloway, 80-year-old woman, missing for 6 days. We talked about that little two-year-old that was missing. This lady was found safe in her next-door neighbor's garage. She disappeared down in Crown Point, Florida. She was reported missing after she was seen by her family members. She just apparently walked out. I'm guessing that there's some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's involved in this, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I take from it, too.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the good news is that she was found safe and she was, you know, right kind of next door. Another name in the news, not such a good story here. A teenager named Charlie Thornburg died yesterday in Pennsylvania, 15 years old. He was hit by a car while he was riding his skateboard. So, did the person, I'm trying to figure out, it wasn't clear to me at first whether the person who perpetrated this was caught or stopped. It's not clear that they had the person because they're still investigating it. So what kind of a person runs into a kid on a skateboard or a bike or in any circumstance?
Yeah, well, and this is at an intersection. Well, this was at an intersection, too, where I feel like this is where the majority of accidents happen because people aren't looking, or they start to turn while they're looking the opposite way, especially with right-hand turns, where you're looking left and you don't once look right to see if there's somebody on a bike or a pedestrian or anything.
Yeah. All right. Shall we send somebody to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Send ten people to Las Vegas, as a matter of fact. Ready to go? Pick up the phone. You got the phone right there, or you got a smartphone in your hand? Dial right now. I'm going to take you through the steps you have to pursue in order to get these 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas. First thing you do is pick up the phone and call 800-419-3684. You got it? 800-419-3684. Talk to one of the operators and just say, hey, I hear Doug Steffen talking about 3 days and two nights and maybe even tickets to a Vegas show. What do you say? The guy says, give me your name and you're on your way. That simple. 800-419-3684, if you please.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Again, from the Moldy Oldy theme bucket, Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me on the Good Day Movie Moments segment, and we're playing the theme from, what is this, Earthquake?
Earthquake, yes.
Yeah.
You know who did that theme?
Who's your what?
You know who did that theme, composed that theme?
Lalo Schifrin.
It was John Williams.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, he did the advanced movies in the 70s. He did the Poseidon Adventure score in 72.
Really?
Towering Inferno, which was also the same year as Earthquake, 1974. We play that because Richard Roundtree, as we know, passed away yesterday at the age of 81. He was in Earthquake, played a character called Miles Quaid, a motorcycle daredevil stuntman a la Evel Knievel, which he references many times in that film. I thought he was really cool in that movie, a couple years removed from doing Shaft and Shaft in Africa. Always looked good, Richard Roundtree, really cool character. I'll tell you one other footnote about Earthquake. Originally, they were bandying about when they were casting, they wanted Joe Namath in that role. That really goes back, And then they wound up casting Richard Roundtree, who was... And here's another thing. In that way, if you're a fan of Earthquake, the character of Miles Quaid, played by Richard Roundtree, you don't know if he lives or dies in the movie. You see, like, he's on a motorcycle, water's coming at him in an alleyway, and that was the last scene he has in the film. But they did write a script for an Earthquake 2, which was never produced, and his character, Miles Quaid, is in that script, so I know he lives.
Well, it is good because in circumstances like that, when you have people that are well-known, they do live on through their work.
Oh, absolutely.
So he's 81, had pancreatic cancer. Kind of a sad story.
Sure.
I see that Daniel Radcliffe is going to be an executive producer on a film about his double on the Harry Potter movies. I don't understand why people would be interested.
Feature or streaming? Sounds like a streaming project.
I don't know. It describes it as a coming-of-age film about his stunt double. And so it doesn't say who's producing it. It's a documentary, basically. So, yeah, okay, HBO is producing it. That's it. That's.
This Day in Movie History, October 20th.
Okay.
October 25th, 1970, John Carpenter's Halloween opens in theaters. $350,000 budget, winds up doing like $100 million at the box office. I have to believe, I said this to somebody the other day, Halloween from 1970, the original film, has to be one of the most watched movies in the history of motion pictures.
Really?
Simply because of the holiday. I mean, millions of people probably rewatch that movie this time of year. It's almost like It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas, Halloween at Halloween. No?
Yeah. I suppose.
I'm taking it seriously. I
got that, Chuck. I can tell. You're very serious about this stuff.
Yes, I
get it.
No. I got one more thing. This movie, Five Nights at Freddy's, which opens tomorrow night, it's based on a video game, tracking at a $50 million opening weekend, despite the fact it's day-to-day on Peacock. That's pretty impressive. Like, that's sort of came out of nowhere.
Where did they get... Peacock doesn't... The NBC streaming service, they don't produce their own stuff, do they?
Well, through Universal produced this movie, and Universal
owns
NBC and Peacock. So
right, okay,
that's the strategy they're using. I hate that strategy. That it's on Peacock's day to day. I thought they would have got away from this. Having said that, it appears that nobody cares, and they go to movie theaters. The fan base who likes that stuff to see.
So is it going to be a movie about the Israeli war with Hamas? And if so, will it be with, remember the one, well, there have been a number of wars.
It's a long story to tell here. I mean, hopefully this doesn't play out completely ugly, but, you know, it's obviously bad. Will it be a movie? I don't know. I have no idea.
Raid on Entebbe,
that movie.
Then there was the one that Chuck Norris and Lee Marvin.
Which is one of my favorite Chuck Norris movies.
It's a fun, kind of silly movie.
It's a very entertaining, exciting movie also.
Yeah.
George Kennedy, Shelley Winters were in that movie.
Every big star, you could pretty much look at the people that were on that plane, Martin Balsam, every character
actor. It's like a
disaster
movie.
Yeah. Right.
The casting of it. But, you know, Lee Marvin, I think that was his last movie. They originally wanted Charles Bronson. And for some reason he passed, even though we did all those canon movies, you know, the whole Death Wish franchise.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's not like it was over his head. Why he passed, I'm not sure. But Lee Marvin teaming with Chuck Norris in Delta Force was actually a pretty cool combination.
Yeah. He was 63, had a heart attack, pretty much right after this movie was done. Right, he always looked older. Yeah. He was always a bad guy, pretty much. Through most of his career. The man who shot Liberty Valance, remember that?
I like that.
All right, 59 pass, Chucker, thanks.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.